Good morning, friends. I hope you're doing well this morning, and you're looking to the Lord and asking Him to lead you today. And I'm happy to share with you this week on the Fountain of Life. This is Brother Ephraim. Yesterday, our inspiration was Breaking Ranks with the End Time Rebellion. We talked about that. That's my title, my theme for throughout this week. We're going to be talking about the same subject every day. We are going to take it apart a bit and look at different heart issues, different things that we need to make sure are in order so that we do not fall into this end time rebellion that is already upon us and is sure to come upon us in a greater way. We talked yesterday about what it means to break rank, what are the end times, and what is rebellion. And so I encourage you to listen throughout the whole week if you have time. And also, I'd appreciate some feedback. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, 099 after a message, you can leave a message for me or just call me personally. I would love to hear from you. My phone number is 717-406-6690. This morning we're going to look at the fear of the Lord and how we must have the fear of the Lord in our life to be able to prosper spiritually, to be able to walk with Him, and to be able to be free from the end time rebellion that is coming on the earth. And I encourage you again this morning to be in the book of Revelation. Don't believe the lie that ignorance is bliss. And don't be fearful. Trust the Lord. Look to Him and prepare yourself for the times we were in. Number one, in being free from the rebellion against God in the end times, is the fear of God. My friend, do you have the fear of the Lord in your heart? Is your life filled and directed by the fear of the Lord? We're going to look at a few different verses in the Bible concerning the fear of the Lord. There are many, many, many on this subject. It's a very, very high priority. It's throughout the Old Testament and the New. And some people say, well, the fear of the Lord, it's not really a fear. It's just this reverent, awe-inspiring feeling or disposition. But I don't agree with that. It is the fear of the Lord. You know, we should fear to go against His will. We should fear to come into His presence, not being right with Him. But the true fear of the Lord does not take away loving Him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. In fact, the more we know Him, the more we fear Him, and the more we love Him. It all comes in the same package. Deuteronomy 10:12 says, "And now, Israel, what does the Lord thy God require of thee?" And you can put your name in there. "And now, Ephraim," or whatever your name is, "what does the Lord thy God require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all His ways, and to love Him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul?" And again in Deuteronomy 31:6, "Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, He it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee." So here we have a commandment to fear not. And he's talking about fearing not man, fearing not situations in this life, fearing not for our life. So there is a fear that we are not to fear. And that's, like we said, the fear of man and the fear of other dangers in this life. But we are to fear the Lord our God. And again, just a couple verses later in Deuteronomy 31:12, gather the people together. God talking to Moses, gather the people together, men and women and children, and the stranger that is within thy gates, that they may hear and that they may learn and fear the Lord your God, and observe to do all the words of this law. I think you're probably familiar with the children of Israel going through the wilderness, how stiff-necked they were, how they lost courage, and they wanted to turn back to Egypt. They wanted to stone Moses at that certain point. They were done with him. How obstinate they were. They didn't have the fear of the Lord the way they should have had. They saw all these miracles. Miracles themselves are not going to save us. They're not going to convince us. We need faith, and we need to fear the Lord. Give me a little time, and I'm going to find some more verses on the fear of the Lord in Proverbs. If you've never done a study on the fear of the Lord, please do. You can get a concordance and go throughout the Bible, do that, or at least go through Proverbs. Proverbs speaks so much about the fear of the Lord. I'm going to just hop through and take a few verses out, talk about them as we go. The first one in Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So you cannot have true knowledge without the fear of the Lord. That explains why there's so much putting away of knowledge in this world. Yes, there's a lot of knowledge, but then there's the idea that you can't really know what is really true. You know, you can't. The people deny God, they deny His creation, and it really has brought a lot of confusion into this world, the lack of the fear of the Lord has. Proverbs 1:29 says, for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. There again we see them going together, knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 2:5, the same thing. Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Proverbs 8:13, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. Now, pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth, I can assure you, the end time rebellion is steeped in all these things. But it says the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. And these other things, pride, arrogancy, the froward mouth, the Lord hates them. And if we fear Him, we're going to hate it as well. Proverbs 9:10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Before we had it as the beginning of knowledge. Now we see it's also the beginning of wisdom. Don't we all desire knowledge? Don't we desire wisdom? Here it is. It starts with the fear of the Lord. Don't we desire a long life? Proverbs 10:27 says, the fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. The fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and His children shall have a place of refuge. That's Proverbs 14:26. Listen to this one. It's right following 14:27. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life. We depart from the snares of death. What wonderful words. Wonderful words of life. Proverbs 15:6. Here's a cure for all the discontentment, the greed that is in the world. Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. Now I see a lot of people with great treasure and trouble therewith. And it says it's better to have little and have the fear of the Lord than to have great treasure and trouble therewith. And I can assure you that great treasure in this life, earthly treasures, are going to bring trouble. Jesus taught that in the Sermon on the Mount, and you see it all around. People with great treasure don't have less stress. They don't sleep better. They're not necessarily happier. but they have a lot of trouble. Better is little with the fear of the Lord. There's just a lot of wisdom in all these verses. You know, we could spend time on them. We could expound them more. I probably should have been prepared to just take a few verses and expound on them more. But there are so many. It just goes on and on about the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 16:6, by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Proverbs 22:4, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Proverbs 23:17, let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. So how do we break rank with the end time rebellion? The rebellion that's going to increase as the days go by. Read Revelation 13 and 14, and that's, you know, that kind of proves my point that rebellion is going to increase and break into a climax towards the end of days. So my first point this week, my first meditation is the fear of the Lord. Pursue the fear of the Lord. Be in the fear of the Lord. Be in the fear of the Lord all the day long, and it will go well with thee. Well, God bless you. Have a nice day, and I'd love to hear from you. I hope that the fear of the Lord is in your life. Amen.